When President Obama was in Wisconsin this week, Milwaukee County Executive Walker used a TV ad to blast the president about Democrat support for high-speed rail. A blogger then posted a music video of a group of mostly African-American people dancing to a 90s song called Come On and Ride It, The Train, and joked the video was the president's response to Walker. One of Walker's campaign spokespeople then linked the video to his Twitter account, and a second staffer reposted it to her account, but later apologized for doing so, saying the video wasn't what she thought it was. The apology is not good enough for State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate. Tate wants Walker to apologize and tell what he thought of the music video.
For instance, has Scott Walker answered whether he thinks the posted web video was an appropriate representation of our first African-American president? Does he understand why anyone would find this potentially offensive?
Walker campaign manager Keith Jilks emailed his reply to the Democrats' concern. It says, an honest mistake was made by a staffer that forwarded a message from a blogger that linked to a video rather than a blog post. When it was brought to the campaign's attention, she immediately removed the message and apologized to anyone that was offended by it. Jilks did not make Scott Walker available for an interview. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.